Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and I hear we have a lengthy entry in the latest edition of the OED. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, The Battle for Haditha. It's a new movie about the Haditha killings in Iraq. We'll talk with the director and one of the stars of the film. But before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Get ready for the next chapter in Zimbabwe's troubled presidential election. Election officials set a date today for the runoff vote there. President Robert Mugabe will face opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai June 27th. The original vote was in March. Tsvangirai claims he beat Mugabe outright, but official results said he did not win enough votes to avoid a runoff. The California Supreme Court says same-sex marriage is constitutional in that state. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more from San Francisco.
In a split 4-3 decision, the court ruled that a voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The majority said that the state already recognizes domestic same-sex partnerships, and to exclude them from the designation of marriage is illegal. Opponents to same-sex marriage blasted the ruling. Matthew Staver is chairman of the Liberty Council.
It's an example of the judges overriding the will of the people.
Staver says his group supports a measure for the November ballot that would amend the state constitution by banning same-sex marriage. If it passes, it would trump the court's ruling.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez reporting from San Francisco. Hollywood detective Anthony Pelicano is guilty of 76 charges, including racketeering and wiretapping. The 9-week trial drew interest as celebrities took the stand, including Chris Rock and Gary Shandling. Pelicano both worked for and investigated Hollywood's elite. He'll be sentenced in September when he could get up to 20 years. In Los Angeles, a federal grand jury has indicted a Missouri woman. Prosecutors say she took part in a MySpace hoax that led to a teen girl's suicide. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more.
Lori Drew has been charged with one count of conspiracy and three counts of accessing protected computers without authorization in order to torment, harass, humiliate, and embarrass 13-year-old Megan Myers. Each count carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. Allegedly, Drew and unnamed co-conspirators created a phony MySpace page posing as a 16-year-old boy and struck up an internet relationship with Myers. The girl had been friends with Drew's daughter. The invented teenage boy eventually turned cruel, with one of the last messages telling Megan Myers that the world would be better off without her. She hanged herself not long after. Lori Drew has denied participating. The federal indictments were filed in Los Angeles County, where MySpace's parent company and computer servers are based.
That's NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting. And a big publicity stunt turned into a big mess in Las Vegas yesterday. A company offered $10,000 of free gas. Cars lined up for miles, jamming streets near the Vegas Strip. The company that did the stunt, well, no, let's not give them free publicity. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.